With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Gary Inke Engstrom was known to be a legendary hockey coach and fitness leader in the Ironwood community. Even after his death, his friends are making sure he's still inspiring people to stay active. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains. And a note to listeners, this story does mention suicide. If you are struggling with mental health, help is available by calling 988.
Gary was addicted to running.
Jim Gehring knew Gary Inke Engstrom through the Easy Strider Running Club in Ironwood.
We had known Gary for probably 30-plus years. He used to, it was my wife's running partner, actually. They ran a lot of marathons together. Said he was over 200 marathons. My wife's got 100. So they ran quite a bit together.
Along with his passion for running, Engstrom was also passionate about getting other people into running.
He mentored a lot of people over the years.
At the age of 74, Engstrom died in December of 2020. Gehring and others close to Engstrom didn't wait long to find a way to honor him. They came up with the Inke Lunta Challenge.
We were looking at some kind of a fitness thing, and we knew not everybody, you know, ran.
The Inke Lunta challenges people to put in a certain number of miles, kilometers, minutes, or hours into an activity of their choice. Each year, that number increases with the age Engstrom would have been, meaning this year is the Inke Lunta 78 Challenge. People sign up online and pay a registration fee as a way to hold themselves accountable. Proceeds go to the Jonathan Erickson Fund, which is held by the Gogebic Range Health Foundation. Cassie Hutari is the foundation's executive director.
It's kind of a wide-open funding opportunity for anybody who can relate their funding to a mental health need in our community. So they've given out, I would say, almost 20 grants out of that fund since inception.
Erickson was a young man from Ironwood who died by suicide in 2019. Engstrom had been a mentor to Erickson and worked a lot to help him.
Gary was a Vietnam vet, so he had some demons himself that he was working through. So he was pretty good at, if you needed somebody to talk to or whatever, he was one of the guys that would go come and do it.
Now in its fourth year, the Inke Lunta Challenge gets participants from as far away as Texas and Hawaii. You can learn more details about the challenge and find a link to register at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will not consider an appeal from a man convicted of child sexual assault in Oneida County. 32-year-old Brandon Darnick had been convicted by an Oneida County jury in 2019 for an assault that occurred in 2013. Darnick's conviction resulted from a state effort to catch up on testing a backlog of sexual assault test kits. For years, the sexual assault of a child in Minocqua went unsolved as a sexual assault kit sat in storage. Darnick was sentenced to 25 years in prison to be followed by 15 years extended supervision. Darnick appealed on several grounds, but the Court of Appeals upheld his conviction. This week, the Wisconsin Supreme Court refused to review the case further, meaning Darnick's conviction remains in place. Vilas County snowmobile trails opened this morning at 8 a.m. The trails are groomed and managed by 11 clubs. The Vilas County Forestry, Recreation, and Land Department says the trails are in early season condition. The current base is not very deep, with soft and icy sections. Snow is not sticking to the base, which means riders will not accelerate or stop as they normally would. The county says riders should use caution when entering corners, speeding up, and with any sudden braking. Riders need to stay on the trails. Off-trail riding is trespassing and could result in closure or loss of trails and fines for those involved. Iron County opened its trails yesterday. Enjoy these mild temperatures while you can. Some bitter cold is forecast for the Northwoods. According to the National Weather Service, Green Bay, there's a strong possibility for wind chills of 30 degrees below zero Monday and Tuesday mornings of next week. It can take less than 30 minutes for exposed skin to develop frostbite at such temperatures. Brian Judge is an emergency medicine physician at Aspirus Keweenaw Hospital.
Anything from frostnit to frostbite, that's where your toes, fingers, get cold-related injury. The cells can actually freeze in your tissues and cause things like discoloration, blueness, pallor or whiteness to your digits, but also pain and what we call paresthesias, which is numbness and tingling.
Hypothermia is another cold-related injury. That's when the body's not able to produce heat fast enough to stay warm. Older adults and young children are those most at risk. Judge says, like most diseases, prevention is your best course of action. Dress in layers, limit time outside, and change clothes if they get wet.
And interestingly, too, hypothermia can happen in somebody's home. And so maybe your heater's not working, or somebody might have a medical condition where they're not dressing appropriately. We get several patients that come in hypothermic who are actually inside.
Judge recommends avoiding alcohol as it can impair your body's ability to recognize it's cold. Four tribal nations and environmental groups are urging the Michigan Court of Appeals to overturn the state's approval of Enbridge's Line 5 tunnel project. We get more from Crystal Blair.
Attorneys for the groups argue the pipeline expansion threatens the Great Lakes and disregards tribal and ecological concerns. They're asking the state to consider a wider range of alternatives to the dual pipelines that carry crude oil and natural gas liquids beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Carrie LeSueur with the Group for Love of Water argues that the aging pipelines pose a real spill risk to Lakes Michigan and Huron, citing Michigan's Environmental Protection Act for support.
We argued that Michigan's Environmental Protection Act requires a really comprehensive look at feasible and prudent alternatives to any action that would create environmental damage.
Enbridge released a statement saying in part that the state's decision to approve the application for the Great Lakes Tunnel Project came after a tremendous investment of time and deliberation by the Michigan Public Service Commission and staff. It goes on to say, for nearly 4 years, they carefully examined this complex issue and considered many viewpoints, questions, concerns, and ideas. Crystal Blair reporting.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker has died at the age of 90. He was the longtime voice of the Milwaukee Brewers. Uecker's family said he had battled small cell lung cancer since early 2023. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.